Chile estaba. Hello.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hi. Hello. How you doing? Hi. My name is Ed Serna. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment, a condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
It's a mobile home.
A mobile home, thank you.
Yeah.
And manufactured mobile home. And do you own it or you rent it?
I'm renting it.
You rent it? Okay. And do you know what year it was built, the home?
No idea.
No?
Oh, no
okay.
Idea.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, I don't know, about 28.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, a tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, 3 hurricane, category 4 or 5 hurricane?
Have you experienced? All but a 5.
Under 5 or 5?
All but a 5. All but a 5.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the last time a hurricane hit? The name of the hurricane and the year?
2 years ago. We didn't have a direct strike, but I don't remember the name of it, no.
You don't remember the name? Okay.
No.
Okay. No problem. I'm just going to put the one that I know. A lot of people don't know the name.
I'll just say Ivan or something like that. But
what is it?
I thought it was like Ivan.
Ivan? Okay. We'll put that.
2 years ago.
Okay. Ivan, right? Ivan, I-V-A-N?
Yeah, like Ivan the Terrible.
Yeah, exactly. That was in 2021, correct? Or 2022?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
If it threatened my home, I'd leave.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I would too. I'm gone.
It's not mine.
I hear you. Especially, exactly. I hear you. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? You know,
about 3 days. At least I'm going to get the hell out of there 3 days prior.
Like 36 hours?
Oh, more than that. 72 hours.
Okay. Okay, 72 hours. 72 hours. Okay. Hours. Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
There's nothing guaranteed.
Right, exactly. I hear you. You're right. You know, the future's uncertain and the end is always near, right?
Your future in the end is certain.
Yeah. Please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than the social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp. Any of them? I need 3 of them.
Do you need 3 of them? The
yes.
Internet from Internet. TV news, and I don't depend on social media for anything.
How about friends and family?
I don't trust them either.
No. Okay. Okay. How about radio?
No, That's good. Okay. Nah, I don't listen. How many radio stations do you know of in your area?
Yeah, not many. Yeah, I hear you. I usually use social media, like YouTube. That's what I do. But how about newspapers?
If you can find one. I usually catch the local network news as far as, like, the local news in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And then app on my phone. And
what app, you mean? What app?
No. An app like, say, the Weather Channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use any of the following, like Twitter or Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube?
Not social media? Not for an authoritative representation of what's real. No, I talk to my friends and family.
I guess we want more. So can I prove friends?
I say my friends and family.
Okay, cool. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your house for preparedness on 1 to 5?
A 3.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted you, your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? I'm going to read you a list. The cost of food and other essentials, the cost of childcare, transportation costs, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, property taxes, or other, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None.
Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Flood or both?
Both.
Thank you. Okay. Wow. Gotta be careful. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? A is high flow risk.
Is it a fox shot?
What is it?
Yeah.
A?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
as
you.
In box spot.
Oh, F. I'm sorry. They don't have it here. They have the last is C, low risk. B is moderate and A is high.
Oh, hell. It would be, I would say, moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? A, all hurricanes. B, category 3 and above hurricanes. C, if advised by authorities. D, if advised by authorities. E, if advised by authorities, or don't know.
D.
D, you said, right?
D, no, as in David? D, Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
Charlie.
I got you. Thank you. When will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, like within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, probably never or other.
A.
Okay. So the first one, if a hurricane was issued within 48 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state. We not live under any circumstances.
There you go, as far as possible to another state.
That's what I would do. How many vehicles are available in your household?
3.
Thank you. You said 3, right?
Yes.
No, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, state government, local government? Government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Yeah, the latter.
Government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Yeah, stay the hell out. Leave me alone.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, well, 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in the local building codes are being enforced? 1 to 5. 1 is no confidence, 2, 3 is reasonable confidence, 4 and 5 is very high confidence.
Uno.
What number?
1.
1, thank you. And the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. 1 to 5.
I think about a 4.
Okay.
They prepare well, but they don't.
Okay.
They don't stop shit.
Okay. The new developments take into account hurricane wind risk. 1 to 5.
3.
Thank you. And the new developments take into account flood risk.
3.
And the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
The 1 to 5 or what?
Yes, 1 to 5.
No.
Yes,
4.
The building codes. Okay, thank you. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
You know, I don't know. So
okay.
I'm going
okay.
to say no. I don't know.
Okay. I can put that down. No, not a problem. Not a problem. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation under 33 feet above sea level and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Slightly?
Yeah.
Okay. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20, more than 20 years?
1 to 3.
Okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your ages? It's between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
The second.
35 to 54? Thank you. And what is your gender, please? Female or male? I have to ask. I have to ask. I know what you sound like, but I have to read it verbatim. don't take offense to it.
No, I was born a biological male, and I was
okay. There you go. That's the right answer right there. I like that answer. And including yourself. How many people live in your household, including yourself?
Just 2 now.
2? And is anyone under 12 years of age?
Hell no.
Okay. And how about over 65? Older than 65?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. We almost done. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking this survey for me. And I had a lot of fun with you. I tell you that. You made me laugh. And made my day. You're my first call. What is your marital status? Single or never married? Married or living with a partner? Widow or divorced?
Divorced.
I'm sorry?
Divorced,
thank you. And what is the highest grade or of school completed by an adult member of your household or yourself? Less than high school, some college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
I'm part Portuguese, so I guess that counts.
You can be of Hispanic?
No,
no. Yes.
Not really. I'm a high 57, man. So I'm just an American.
Okay.
So I'm Caucasian.
So you white? What racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American? Okay. Thank
white
you, Glenn. And what language is most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other? English, right?
English. Yes.
Okay. Please tell me which is the income range for your household under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, over 100,000.
The last.
Which one?
Greater than 100K.
More than 100K? Wow, cool. And this is all the questions I have.
Thank you very much for
your responses. I really appreciate it. Thank you, man. Take care. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Take care.
See you.
Bye.